In China, the Communist Party's recent move allowing capitalists into its ranks is upsetting hardline Marxists. The criticism is focused on President Jiang Zemin, who's the current party chairman. In a speech last month, Jiang suggested that new party members be selected for their contributions to the Chinese economy rather than their class background. Anthony Kuhn has more from Beijing.
During the Cultural Revolution in the mid-1960s, Chairman Mao proclaimed "Zao Fan You Li," its right to rebel. That message is seldom heard in China these days, but it's one of the main themes in the music and plays of Shanghai-born artist Zhang Guangtian. "I'll walk through a forest of rifles and a hail of bullets with you, Chairman Mao," Zhang sings. As a young rebel, Zhang was deeply influenced by a meeting with beat poet Allen Ginsberg and by the music of Bob Dylan, and he became a proponent of Western democracy. But after 3 years of imprisonment for his role in student protests in the mid-1980s, Zhang did an about-face and emerged as a born-again Maoist. Over the past 2 years, Zhang's play, a tribute to the late Latin American guerrilla leader Che Guevara, has played to packed theaters and considerable controversy in cities across China. Like other die-hard Maoists, Zhang believes that the Chinese Communist Revolution didn't fail, it was just aborted. Zhang's play takes aim at self-serving politicians who oppress the working classes while claiming to represent them.
"We used to say that the revolutionary masses couldn't exist without the Communist Party. I think that's rubbish. It's a trick. In fact, I think it's the Communist Party that can't exist without the revolutionary masses. If the masses don't call for revolution and support the party, then the Communist Party is not the Communist Party. It's meaningless."
Zhang's message strikes a chord with aging revolutionaries and neo-leftists alike, many of whom now feel that the Communist Party has abandoned the working classes and sold out the communist cause. A series of letters purportedly written by party elders has been circulating on the internet, attacking President Jiang Zemin's July 1st speech on the 80th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party's founding. The letters warned that Jiang's move to bring capitalists into the fold contravened party rules and could lead to the party's collapse. In past, leaders have been quick to punish liberal critics while handling protests from Marxist hardliners more like a family squabble. But this time, party officials came down hard, closing two leading hardline Marxist journals which had previously warned against letting capitalists into the party. Many people dismissed the leftist warnings as curmudgeonly griping from dogmatists who are living in the past. Others warn that the leftist message, including Zhang Guangtian's plays, are a dangerous throwback to the catastrophic political campaigns of the Maoist era, in which millions died from persecution or famine. In an interview at a Beijing tea house, author Dai Qing expresses her concern.
"Mao Zedong thought is brewing again among the lower levels of society. It's very dangerous. And as for revolution, whether you call it Stalinism, Marxism, or communism, to a country with a huge social foundation like China, it's just peasant rebellion and dynastic change."
Dai argues that dynastic change cannot fundamentally change the way people think. For most people, it's just out with the old emperor and in with the new. The Chinese Communist Party's transition from revolutionary party to ruling party began not long after Chairman Mao died, a quarter of a century ago this year. And ever since, as in post-communist societies of the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, Chinese workers and farmers have been nostalgic for an era of fuller employment and welfare benefits, less corruption, and more social equality. The nostalgia is demonstrated by the tourists who flock every day to Mao's mausoleum in Tiananmen Square, and the capital's cabbies who hang Mao's portraits from their rearview mirrors for good luck. Sometimes, in today's China, Marxism seems reduced to a fashion statement or a bunch of pop icons for sale in a consumer economy. Zhang Guangtian admits that his career as a cultural entrepreneur would have landed him in jail or worse during the Maoist years, and that his activities are just zuo xiu, Chinese slang for putting on a show, in other words, a completely commercial enterprise. However heartfelt, Zhang's revolutionary message is far from sparking protest among the unemployed and dispossessed. In China, avant-garde theater of the sort Zhang creates is basically the pastime of city-dwelling white-collar folk, students, and foreigners. Zhang says if they don't like his play, that's fine by him.
The work we're doing can't be of a constructive nature. Our role is to attack the minds of the intellectuals, elites, and some of the more reactionary members of our audience. We're not building anything in their minds. We can only serve the working people when a theater belongs to the working people.
The latest badge of recognition for Zhang is that authorities have apparently put pressure on venues in other cities not to let him perform there, he says. And Zhang can't help but suspect an official hand behind recent hacker attacks on his website, which posts leftist critiques of politics and the arts. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.